You've just raised your Series A. The team is celebrating, investors believe in your vision, but something feels off. The scrappy energy that built your product now feels chaotic. Your casual suggestions have become company mandates. People you hired 6 months ago seem lost. Welcome to the most critical transition in entrepreneurship, the shift from passionate founder to effective leader. This isn't just about scaling operations or hitting metrics. It's about fundamentally reimagining your role. The very traits that made you successful as a founder can become liabilities as a CEO. Your attention to detail becomes micromanagement. Your passion reads as volatility. Your instinct to jump in and fix things prevents your team from developing. The company becomes a mirror, reflecting both your brilliance and your blind spots back at you with increasing intensity. Leadership feels unnatural because it is. Your words carry unintended weight. When Anna jokingly mentioned a parking lot party, her team began planning logistics. What you think is brainstorming, your team hears as directives. Ronnie called herself extremely strategic. Her team saw detailed, focused, critical. Your whispers become shouts. The CEO role lacks a specific function. You set direction, shape culture, hire talent, manage conflict, ensure communication flows, and maintain financial health. Most importantly, you constantly evolve as your company changes. Self-awareness becomes your most valuable asset. How do you naturally communicate? Through questions or commands? Do you address conflict immediately or avoid it? How much control do you need? These aren't philosophical questions. They determine whether your team thrives or survives. The ideal leader balances decisive action with making people feel heard. Most employees crave clear direction over complete autonomy. Building a company is psychological warfare. Uncertainty breeds imposter syndrome, anxiety, and depression. Even successful venture capitalist Chamath Polihapitiya admits his intensifies with success. When fundraising stalls while others seem to be crushing it, self-doubt can paralyze you. Combat this by creating a highlight reel of achievements, previous wins, crises navigated, customers earned. Review it when anxiety strikes. But founders are 30% more likely to experience depression than others. If you're having destructive thoughts, seek professional help immediately. Your physical, mental, and emotional health directly impacts every decision. Sleep, exercise, nutrition, and stress relief aren't luxuries. They're essential business infrastructure. Establish regular interruptions, jumping jacks during afternoon slumps, morning gratitude practices, reviewing personal highlights. These give you perspective and control when everything feels chaotic. You need support. Peer groups with fellow founders provide invaluable perspective on challenges you can't discuss with your team. One-on-one coaching offers another layer, someone who understands startup stresses and can help adjust your leadership style. You're the company's most valuable asset. Protect yourself accordingly. Psychological safety, where people work without fear of bullying, disrespect, or humiliation, is fundamental to team effectiveness. In high-pressure startups, anxiety kills performance. Your behavior as the boss sets the standard. The most effective leaders maintain emotional self-control during pressure situations, staying calm and solution-focused rather than placing blame. Praise is a powerful free motivational tool. When you think something is good but don't verbalize it, your employee wastes time wondering if their work met expectations. Without positive feedback, people develop self-doubt that hampers creativity and energy. Track your positive interactions deliberately. Regular check-ins and positive feedback transform average employees into exceptional ones. Accountability works best when expectations are crystal clear and people feel psychologically safe. Avoid letting frustration build until you snap. Instead, approach accountability conversations with curiosity rather than punishment in mind. Making someone feel bad rarely improves performance. It only creates defensiveness and destroys confidence. Effective delegation is fundamental to scaling. Using the will and skill framework, assess both motivation and capability before delegating tasks. This determines how much guidance someone needs, whether they can work independently or need step-by-step direction. Good delegation also clarifies boundaries between roles and decision-making authority, preventing the confusion that kills productivity and morale. Culture isn't about office perks. It's the set of assumptions your people use to solve daily problems. As Ben Horowitz notes, if you don't methodically set your culture, then 2/3 of it will end up being accidental, and the rest will be a mistake. Culture answers crucial questions. When should employees speak up? What are work hour expectations? Does winning trump ethics? Every company has a culture, whether intentional or not. Values form the foundation, while visible elements include meetings, communication infrastructure, and office design. But ultimately, people make the place. The talent you hire forms the heart of your culture. Toxic cultures rarely start intentionally. They evolve when founders aren't mindful. Common dysfunctions include the mirror culture, where everyone emulates founders' flaws, the polite culture, where truth-telling is avoided, the conflict-avoidant culture, where harmony trumps addressing problems, and the hard-driving culture, where impossible expectations cause burnout. To build positive culture, focus on 3 elements: your company story, the vision and purpose of the work, and distinctive values. Your founding story provides a North Star for what the company is and why it exists. The best values are relevant, distinctive, opinionated, and slightly quirky, not generic terms like integrity. Infuse rituals with meaning. Celebrate milestones on Wednesdays. Facilitate communication through cross-functional lunch pods, and recognize outstanding contributions with immersive awards. Most companies hire based on whether they like candidates, rather than evaluating skills systematically. Before adding headcount, explore whether existing systems or software could handle the work. When Nelson's operations director requested an assistant, she actually needed proper software to replace overwhelmed spreadsheets. When hiring becomes necessary, define specific needs through success stories you want this person to accomplish in 6 months. Collect evidence through behavioral interviews, thorough reference checks, and online research. BetterUp CEO Alexis Robichaud screens for grit, courage, and empathy through targeted questions about candidates' hardest challenges and workplace conflicts. Onboarding is critical. For new hires, especially senior ones, clarify expectations for their first 30, 60, and 90 days. Get alignment on roles early, as with Martin and Colin, who failed to clarify the head of product role, leading to constant conflict that destroyed both their working relationship and friendship. Firing is difficult but necessary. Most CEOs fire people months too late, after problems become apparent to the entire team. Kevin's CTO, Sean, repeatedly missed deadlines, yet Kevin avoided confrontation, instead creating a costly shadow engineering team. Warning signs emerge when executives can't scale, like Katrina, the brilliant designer who couldn't manage her growing team or contribute strategically. When unaddressed, such situations create resentment and stalled growth. As companies scale, operational excellence becomes essential. Systems, metrics, and processes provide structure, helping employees understand goals, responsibilities, and information flow. Dashboards capture key metrics using a simple color system: green, on track; yellow, off track with viable recovery plan; or red, off track with no recovery plan. OKRs, objectives and key results, track initiatives. For example, launch new product by September with key results like product goes live and 50,000 new users sign up first week. The RACI matrix clarifies who is responsible for work, accountable for results, consulted for input, and informed of progress. This prevents confusion and builds trust. Managing your board is inevitable. Guide them even when they seem unwilling. You're the CEO who leads the entire company, including the board. The journey from startup to grown-up means becoming the leader your company needs. The scrappy founder must evolve into the CEO who empowers everyone. Your passion must mature into purpose, your instincts into strategy. This transformation is uncomfortable, unnatural, and absolutely essential. Embrace the difficulty, master these techniques, and grow tremendously as a leader. Your company's future and your own depends on it.